From gaming reviews and industry news to nonsensical humor and mayhem, the usual suspects, your hosts, Kaiba, Jay Zippo, and Silky Smooth. This is The Second Review.
Welcome back to another edition of The Second Review. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, click on the subscribe button for us. It literally takes less than a time to text your friend, hey. You ever tried doing that? No?
No.
Just did it.
Oh! Yeah, no, it only takes 2.5 seconds, so come on.
Dude, I didn't want a dick pic.
Well,
you were supposed to text, hey, and I get a dick pic.
Well, that is
Hold
his
on,
hey.
I gotta zoom in. I can't see it.
Your mom saw it last night.
Whoa!
No wonder her eyes were all bloodshot.
Yeah, because like, they were in the back of her. They were in the back of her head the whole time. Yeah.
Whoa!
Wow!
Okay, that was good.
I was pleased.
I like that. That was a good one.
First,
hey,
what?
I give credit to good slams, whether on me or not.
Cause you a slam pig? Oh!
That was dumb.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good. Anyways, I'm your host Kaiba. Well, there's Jay Zippo, who just got burned.
Yeah, jzippo.com.
And the Silky Smooth.
Hi.
Hi. And today, guys, we got a couple really good juicy information, but...
Juicy?
Juicy information, yeah. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Division 2 just got confirmed. That's in development. That just actually broke this morning. Also today, we're going to be talking about the president, who is meeting with the... The heads of the three big gaming companies. Yeah, we'll see how that one goes. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit, since it actually is only a few weeks away, Far Cry 5. I'm going to give you the top five things that you can do in Far Cry 5. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the seasonal pass and why it actually might be worth the money.
It's not Far Carry?
It's not Far Carry. No, not Far Carry. But anyways, I'm going to quickly go over the Division 2 because it's going to take me 20 seconds. This morning...
Bet you heard that every day of your life.
Wow. Well, I think that'd be an improvement for you.
It would be. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Anyways...
Does that include cleanup?
What?
Nothing. Go on.
The creative director of Massive Entertainment, the company behind the first Division, announced this morning that they are beginning working on the Division 2.
Good.
And... I don't know how many Ubisoft, like, specific, you know, like, there's Ubisoft Montreal, Ubisoft Shanghai, you know, there's a couple different
Ubisoft
yeah.
strip club.
I think they have, like, every Ubisoft-owned studio working on this fucking game. There's, like, six or seven on the list. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they're going to try and apparently smash this game out. Anyways, speaking of smashing games, let's talk about the president. Do you got the presidential sounds?
Let's get that soundboard rolling there, Nick.
Can you do what? I don't know what the hell they call that song that he plays when you know the president walks out. So what is our
Mr. President? What do you think about video games?
Let me just open this up with the fact that this is going to be the best podcast ever.
Oh.
Okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to make it better. Everybody's going to be clamoring to get on this podcast now because I'm here doing this podcast.
Oh my gosh, it's almost like he is here.
Let's close my eyes for a second. I thought I could smell a wig.
Can you imagine the type of ratings you guys are going to have today? Oh. These ratings are going to be so amazing, yeah. So great, huge, hugely, bigly.
Oh man,
the best
big ratings,
we've ever had, huh?
The best. It's only the best for me.
Even more than the Chris Ferrari one?
Oof.
Ferrari. I will drive a Ferrari. Okay. The Ferrari. The Ferrari's got nothing on me.
If anybody wants to know what the hell that was, someone here named Ferrari was on our season one way back in the day. Yeah. Find it under the season one playlist on YouTube.
Overrated.
Very.
I never mocked a disabled person before, but. He's disabled.
I'm not even offended by that.
He would be fired real quick.
So, Mr. President, I heard you met with some video game people and some movie.
That's the
movie too.
That's the kafifi around the waterhole.
Kafifi. I just got to look. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the kafifi. I met with them, but, you know, it was all about the Donald.
Mm, of course. Ooh, it was.
Okay.
Wait, does Donald have a video game?
I think he does. I've seen a couple in the Google Play Store where you can punch him in the face.
The beauty of me is that, like, I'm very rich, so they just come and flock to me. They want to build games. They want to build walls. I just can't handle it. Too much of my name is just everywhere.
So Mr. Trump, I just want to ask you, so what did you guys discuss in this meeting?
My daughter, Ivanka. She's so hot. If she weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
You don't want to know.
So, yeah.
So what the fuck was going on in this meeting?
I think what happened was they're just diverting the attention to mental illness, gun control, shitty family life, the mass amount of pressure that kids now face today. Mm-hmm. And all this other stuff too. Hey, let's just blame a video game or a movie. Yeah. Now, mind you, the thing that bothers me the most about this is that he thinks that this possibly could be the reason, because no other country in the fucking world watches a movie or plays a video game. Just America. It only happens in America. We only do it in America. Not in Australia. Not in the UK.
Europe. Not even. Not even. Never in Germany. Like, I mean, Germany.
If it was a problem here, it would be a problem there, and it's not. And we also have research behind it. It has
legitimate,
nothing.
Like, scientific,
exactly.
Like, doctoral candidate
research. One of the key problems with today is that video games are such a disgrace. Good people, they don't play video games.
They don't?
They don't.
No. Well, I know I'm not a good
It's well documented. Okay, just like my hands are... I have huge hands. Well documented.
So, yeah. So he's just trying to.
I can't keep a straight face.
Pull the wool over everyone's eyes at this point, and it's disgusting.
We need more sane and stable geniuses to create these games like myself. I think I'm going to have to start a Trump brand video game company. We're going to start off with something probably a little bit about rockets. You know, we'll have that guy Rocket Man star in it. It'll be such a great game.
I was thinking more along the lines, Mr. President.
Bestseller.
Of Tetris, where you can build a wall.
Number one.
Tetris, where you can build a wall as you go along.
And in Russia, too. Yeah. Oh, my God. You, sir.
Whew.
Big money coming your way.
So I'm not fired.
Not yet.
All right.
So basically, all these morons got in a room, and the chief of retards decided that he wanted to believe.
Well, I resemble that remark.
Sorry, Mr. President. I didn't know you were still in the room. But our endearing, you know, chief, you know, praised the guy who runs our country so well, is believing that video games are the cause of this. When, you know, you could just type it in a Google search. I mean, I think I typed in effects of video gaming into Google, and I got like 6 or 7 like papers that just people describing like how video gaming is actually good for the mind as long as you don't like get overzealous with it.
Well, that goes with anything though.
Well, yeah. But, you know, there's all these papers out there that'll show you that gaming actually will help with aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know there's days I'll go home from, you know, when I'm back in college, or, you know, some days we have a crappy day at work, you know, you're just pissed off, you just pop in a video game or put in a movie and just let your mind just, you know, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sing the song, please, Mr. President.
Let it go.
Oh, God, that was even worse. I'd rather listen to the president sing it.
Those bad hombres, they sing that song. I don't sing that song.
It's just like...
And also, correct me if I'm wrong, there's been research where it's actually really helped people.
Yeah.
Like...
It... I mean,
fake news.
Fake... I'm sorry.
It's at an all-time high, this fake news.
Of course it is. Sorry, Mr. President.
But, yeah, I just... So we're going to take it away from the fact that... I mean, I loved what Florida did. with passing the new legislation about gun control, trying to divert more funds into mental health evaluations, increasing their background check, increasing the age to buy a rifle, assault rifle. I didn't hear if they were going to do it to any kind of hunting weapons yet.
I don't know, but I think the bottom line is I want gun control, but I don't want it to be a hunting rifle. I don't want it to be a handgun. There is, and I had a five, and I'm not shitting you, I have a five-star general at my register because I worked right next to Fort Drum, and he was arguing with someone about gun control. And he said, there's nobody in the United States of America outside of an army base or maybe a SWAT team type of thing that should have an assault rifle. There is absolutely zero need for anybody anywhere in the United States of America to have these. And he's like, I say, yes, you can have your rifles, you can have your shotguns, you can have your guns. That's fine. There is absolutely zero need. No one needs it.
Well, what we need to do is we need to get the guns out of the video games and into the gamers' hands themselves. Play with the real thing, okay? We don't want you playing around on the video games. That just doesn't make sense.
Swap it out with squirt guns.
We need real Nerf guns. Real guns.
Well, Nerf guns.
You know what I mean? Teachers need guns.
That was the other thing in the Florida legislation that they were going to look at. Kind of like the same thing they do with air marshals. They were going to have specifically like trained teachers that could carry a gun.
Oh, not everyone, just like one or two in the school.
Yeah, like people that actually have like either like experience being in the military or police or just somebody that's actually, goes through like an extensive process. Mr. President?
Well, if I was there, I would have ran right in there and just assaulted the shit out of that perpetrator. Okay?
A lot of people I wish you were running right in there.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't wish anyone dead, but there's a lot of people that wish you did run in there.
He's such a strong person, risking his own life to stop a crazy person.
He would have tripped over the front door and landed face first on the floor. It would have been something that hilarious.
That would be like a Benny Hill meme.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower. Okay? So.
What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea. I just love when he does the freaking voice.
Eventually, it's just too creepy. Eventually, we're going to get something done, and it's going to be really, really good.
The greatest of all time.
The best. My wife, Melania, she knows.
I bet she knows.
Stormy Daniels, she knows.
Oh, that's right.
I grabbed her right by the pussy.
How long, Mr. President, how long did your finger stink?
Oh. Not very long.
Oh,
so she wasn't a stink finger?
No. Her fingers stunk, though.
Oh.
I like a good Rogering.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing with a city in Ohio with a steam engine or anything, right?
We did a little Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower? Are you familiar?
Are you familiar with the Eiffel Tower?
I'm not going into
It's a French thing. You wouldn't understand.
Never been to France, never plan to be to France.
Jeez. Okay. Well, we go from talking about,
Can we be honest?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
In all honesty.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Like, in all honesty, okay? Marilyn Manson's not the issue. Eminem's not the issue. Nope. Kids aren't the issue. Video games aren't the issue. It's twofold. Yes, people with mental health issues need help. That is definitely a huge thing.
Yeah.
But we don't want guns. No one needs to have access to an AR-15. No one need act. No, we don't need armed teachers because that's the last thing we need. We're trying to take the. It's already a learning institution. Now you're going to make it. Almost like a correctional institution. Okay. So people don't learn under that type of environment. Like, if everyone's carrying a gun, I feel less safe than I would. I was going into to pay my fine the other day, and you're going through the metal detectors and you got all these armed officials. It's like, I feel less safe than
fine.
I did.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They caught you nude in the park again.
Yeah.
God,
son of a bitch.
I woke up and I said, not again.
With a dead deer next to
you. Yeah, exactly. Not
again. That's a great movie.
Well, at least you didn't wake up with a marriage certificate.
That's on Netflix, by the way.
Beer Fest?
Beer Fest is on Netflix. It popped up on that because I have it saved. Like, oh, I know what I'm watching this weekend.
That wasn't the only thing that popped up.
Hell yeah. I was watching.
It was a short story, though, wasn't it?
Whoa. Kind of.
Because it only took a little time.
Yeah.
What, 40 seconds? 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah, time.
Your world record,
but
20 seconds.
That doesn't include cleanup.
Right. Anyways. Yeah, far back.
And when it comes to mental health, too, just to piggyback off your idea, we don't have a healthcare system. So it's kind of like this really sick circle jerk. They have mental health. They need help. We don't have a healthcare system to help them. So they're still mental.
The NRA is just like anything else. It's a business. It's trying to make money. You take the money out of politics and then maybe real shit would happen. But until then, you have these politicians who are being funded by these organizations who want to be first and foremost like the NRA, like anybody else. I mean, okay, the Second Amendment was created so that the government couldn't take away your rights. So you could rise up against the government. Your AR-15, your fucking pistol, anything you want is not going to take down the government. We've never had to take down the government. We never will, because that's not how our government operates. But if they wanted to, and you wanted to create a militia, and you wanted to go take a march on to fucking Washington, all they have to do is go boop, boop, press a couple buttons, and you are wiped off this fucking planet. And that's just them playing around. You know what I mean? Like, you have no way of truly stopping the government. I don't care if you were the NRA.
Digitally.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
Through the internet, you could take them down.
But it's still, I find it hard to, like, you're not, once again, is that a gun then? Is what I'm saying. The point is, it's not going to take a gun to take down the government.
Right.
So even then, I find it hard pressed that you're going to be able to eliminate the United States government through the internet entirely. Right. You might fuck around with them for a little bit.
For financial.
Right.
That's how China or Russia
works. Regardless, is the fact that you, as a gun owner, you have, it's not even a sport. Okay, if you're going hunting, when was the deer that got up and be like, yo man, good shot, you know? Like, it's not a sport.
If it did, you're smoking a lot of weed,
right? Like, I understand if you're hunting for food, okay, but you don't need an assault rifle to do so. What are you gonna do, you know, fucking blow it to smithereens? Like, it makes no sense. A shotgun, okay. Rifle, fine. Semi-automatic to automatic weapons, no. There's no point to that. It makes zero sense to me. Even in pistol form, you don't need a fucking hand pistol, pocket pistol, whatever it is, to fucking, that can shoot off 15 rounds in 2 seconds. Like, it's just not needed.
Nobody outside an army base or a SWAT team
even
should
then
own it.
Even then, why? We've gotten past the point where we've progressed in our society. And so it's not guns. Like, I don't think Call of Duty is making kids get out there and grab their guns and take them to school. I think it desensitizes them to an extent? Perhaps. I don't know. I mean, it's a lot different shooting someone who can come back alive in a video game than shooting someone who's in real life and that's it. That's the end. That fucks with you a little bit. I mean, we're not all made to, you know, and that's where the mental health issue comes in. Because if it doesn't affect you, well, then that's probably something wrong with you to an extent. So, and that's why you see all these military people come back with PTSD, because it's very hard, even in the military, to be prepared. So for life and death, and police officers have to go through it all the time. I don't envy it at all. And they have pistols, handguns. You know, but they don't have assault rifles on the ready. You know, no one's armed with an AR-15 in the, you know, in the police, or even we had M16s in the military. Like, it's not conducive. It's not for real life outside of military and war means. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's still now becoming very, I want to say, it's becoming out. You know, the progress, we're progressing past that. It's becoming an outdated type of action. And so, yeah, it sucks. I'm not trying to speak for every military person. I only can speak for what I did, which was very little. And I like I said, I haven't shot a gun since. I don't need to. I don't want to. And I don't feel like that's my answer. Like, I always think of the movie Friday when the father goes, you know, all you need are these two hands to settle an argument. And for this kid who shot up Parkland and he's just one of the many, you know, this time it's just kind of a different audience that, you know, was shot up, and then these kids have a voice. But we think about it and it just, you know, he needed some kind of help and he didn't need the ability to acquire all these fucking weapons, because that's the where we have to prevent. We have to prevent that from happening. And that's only going to help if we have some kinds of laws in place.
And it's not going to be instantaneous. It's going to take years and years and years for it to...
Yes and no. I think that once we get the ball... The stagnation and the inability to even get it rolling, that's the issue.
That's
a huge issue. So you can't go... You can't think of all these other sources. It's not a blame game. We shouldn't be blaming video games. We shouldn't be blaming whatever. We should be trying to prevent proactively and be on top of it. And... I'm not trying to blame the NRA consistently, but the NRA is still pushing an agenda that it is not real. It's not real life. If we're all living in fear of someone shooting us, that's not a life I want to live. I don't want to be in that society. You know, do either you want to have to walk down the street and think, well, hey, maybe that guy's got a gun and he might shoot me?
That's what a video game's for. But no, in real life, I don't.
You know? And so... Yes, we have movies and we have movies about real things too, and documentaries and all that stuff. And it's just the president is just he's just pandering to
the NRA.
Fucking NRA in a sense. And it's just stupid. And it's unfortunate, but this is what we're living in right now. So the only thing we can do is just keep pressuring them to see the folly in their ways and realize that this isn't 1772, and you know, this isn't where we all had muskets, and you know, it's a different times back then. People had guns to protect themselves from invasion. People had guns to protect themselves from bears, you know, because we weren't living in a society where all our houses are right next to each other, and you know, everyone, and we had all these Native Americans trying to take back their lands. We live in a society now where people have guns because they're committing crimes because they're not educated enough to get that job that they need, or they're not, you know, they feel like they can't do that because of whatever. You know, we need to worry about education and all that stuff and not worry about video games.
Right.
Shit. Have them fucking make video games. You know what I mean? Like... I read an article yesterday and was talking about how prisons should turn into colleges. Educate these guys. Make them, bring them back into members of society. Don't ostracize them further. And then all they have outlet-wise are just the gym and killing each other. Like, that's
isn't
not going to help.
Isn't there some place that actually did that? Because I could have sworn I read an article on that.
It probably has. And it's worked.
They have to, like, pass, like, school or something like that. They have to go through like this schooling or whatever at certain levels, and you know, they're not stuck in a jail cell, they're
right
in groups,
being functioning members of society.
Right.
You know, the high school diploma is not what it once was, so let's get people college educated, or at least learning something, a trade or something, learning something, not sitting there just making license plates or whatever. You know, like, get them to be functioning members of society, bring them back. Most of them are, a lot of them are minorities on trumped up fucking drug charges that, you know, we need to also fix, but that's here nor there. Ultimately, yeah, teach them how to make video games, you know, teach people the importance. And as a parent, it's on you to talk to your child. And if you see them struggling, if you see them not acting right, something's going on, or be a part of their lives and just, you know, watch what the fuck they're doing, because if they're somehow collecting a whole arsenal behind your back, I blame you just as much as I blame them. Mm-hmm. So it's on us as parental figures to adjust our children appropriately for as long as we can, and in hopes that they don't go and shoot up their school. And rant.
That's why I don't have kids.
That's why?
Well,
the bishop wore buttless chaps to the bat mitzvah.
I mean, I just want to add something about starting another, you know, thing. And you hit a lot of good points, but a lot of your points are wrong. And I'm not going to go into much detail about it, but with a person with actually experience, mental health help really does help. And that's what we need. We need to help. We need to help the kids. We need to. Social media needs to stop everything. They're the ones that perpetuate everything that happens to these kids because there's no guidelines set to protect innocent minds.
You make it.
You know, my niece is 11, going to be 11, and she wants a cell phone to be on social media. And it's like, no.
We need a healthcare system.
We need a healthcare system that actually helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have these problems back when there was actually institutions all over the country that a kid was having her horrible issues with self, you know, whether it be bullying, that's another thing, or, you know, just maybe there's some miswiring in their heads. And, you know, instead of ramming drugs down their throats to keep them, you know, sedated, there's actually people that cared about their jobs. But we live in a society that's just all about money. And nobody wants to give a shit anymore. So
my mother's doctor is a prime example because she walked in to help my mom and didn't say hi, didn't do anything. Hey, yeah, it looks pretty good. She goes, no,
yeah,
no, this
and walked
stuff.
Away.
Wasn't even my mom's chart.
Yeah.
My mom goes, that's not me. Oh, yeah, your name is Sutton. She's like, no, that's not me. Oh, sorry, I had the wrong chart. She was just ready to walk out again. And my mom's like, well, are you even paying attention? And she got an argument with her and she left. She didn't pay. She goes, I'm not paying.
Yeah. It's our healthcare system is a fucking joke.
It's horrible.
It needs help. It needs a lot of help to help these kids because mental health can go a long way.
Yeah.
And just to help these kids understand. And you know what? I'm sorry, but all these damn laws that protect children from getting their asses kicked by their parents for being an idiot, like, they got to go. I'm sorry. Like, you bring back, you allow parents to do their own punishments on kids and say, hey, prime example, my friend's father found out that his little brother just, out of nowhere, a couple years ago, punched a kid. Just square cold cocked him in the face. Knocked this kid out. So the father found out. He waited for the kid to come home. Just rammed him right in the face around the corner. Woke up about 20 minutes later. Asked him, like, did you like that? He goes, no. Why did you do it? I don't know. You're going to go tomorrow and you're going to apologize to that kid. Those two turned out to be best friends after that. But it's another... This is a whole new debate for another day. For, yeah, for five, 6 hours. But anyways, let's talk about another gun game. Yay!
All right.
Let's talk about Far Cry 5 real quick. These are the top five things that you're going to be able to do in Far Cry 5.
Okay.
Number five, the map editor. If anybody ever played, I think it was 3 is when they introduced the map editor, allowed you to create your own maps using all the elements, all the weapons, all the characters, you know, and you can have a lot of fun with it. Well, it's back and it's got everything.
Is that like Gary's mod?
Yeah, a little bit. But this one will feature not only elements from previous Far Cry games, also introduce elements from other Ubisoft games like Assassin's Creed Origins.
It is like Gary's mod.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right. Customization. This doesn't sound like a really huge thing, but in the Far Cry universe, it's actually a really huge thing. But now what they'll do is, you know, they allow you to customize your own character. Make them you. And for the first time ever in the history of the franchise, you can choose between male or female character.
Nice. So you have titties?
So the story is about you now, not just some titties. Guy you came up with. Number 3, co-op. Now, this is nothing new. They did put this in actually previous Far Cry games, like Far Cry 4. But only then, you could only do certain things in the open world. You couldn't do story missions. That has completely changed now. And you can play from beginning to end with a friend. And unfortunately, if you have no friends to play with or they don't buy the game, there is Guns for Hire and Fangs for Hire, which lets you recruit NPCs in the game to help you out.
Nice.
Number 2, no more towers.
Number 2?
Number 2. No more towers.
Wait, I thought we were on like number...
We were on number 3.
Oh, okay.
Now we're on number 2. Number 2, no more towers.
I'm confused.
Reverse.
Okay.
No. If you ever played... Previous Far Cry game, towers were a big issue. Mm. They allowed you to remove the fog of war from a certain area of the game. Now that's all gone. There will be no towers. Basically, the whole map is open to you from the get.
Okay. No fog?
No fog of war.
Okay.
that I know of. There might be some fog of war in mission-specific areas, but for the most part, wander to your heart's content. Just clicked off.
Okay.
So yeah, there'll be no more towers. Play the game as you feel like it. And number one, kind of goes into the whole purpose, play any way you want. The game has no set linear story. The game is actually going to be broken up into three sections. Each, if you're familiar with it, if you're not, basically a family has taken over Hope County, and he has given his family members a chunk of land that they run any way they feel. So you can basically go into this person's territory, do a couple missions. Oh, now I don't want to do that. Go to another territory, do some missions there, and just play the game however you feel like.
That's longevity for me.
Yeah. Speaking of longevity... good thing you brought up. We're going to talk really quickly about the Far Cry 5 Season Pass.
Oh, no. Is it good?
It is very... okay. Actually, in my mind, it is extremely good. I know we've always talked about Season Pass as being a piece of shit. Well, this time, it's... I really don't feel it's a piece of shit. You're going to get access to three DLC packs that have already been all announced. The first one is called Hours of Darkness, where you play as a character named Wendell, a soldier plopped in the middle of the Vietnam War, where you're going to travel around saving your friends and fighting the Viet Cong while you attempt to escape.
That's pretty bold.
Second DLC is called Lost on Mars. You travel to the Red Planet to stop a full-on arachnid alien invasion.
Now,
anybody want to think about who they tried to mirror that one off of?
Stormtroopers.
And all the while, you're trying to get yourself home.
Dina Meyer's titties, yeah.
And in the final DLC, Dead Living Zombies, where you and a friend fight hordes of the living dead in seven scenarios created by acclaimed B-list director Guy Marvel.
I always say, whenever I say zombies, I'm like, the Mars thing's awesome. Vietnam thing sounds amazing. That one's like, oh, zombies.
Yeah, this is, you're fighting hordes of zombies in actually story missions made by an actual director.
Zombies are people too.
They used to be anyways.
I've seen some video also that they might have like the zombies floating around in the, you know, free world, kind of like something you could turn on and off. So that's still to be seen. Also as an added bonus, if you get the season pass, you'll also have access to Far Cry 3, the full game, which is actually being touted as one of the best Far Cry games of the period, because if anybody knows that game, there's an enemy in there called Voss.
Yes, I remember Voss.
And you remember Voss is going down as the number one villain ever in a Far Cry series.
He was very flamboyant, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah. And he also loved to ask you what the definition of insanity was. Also, there will be a thing called the Far Cry Arcade, where actually it'll be not only maps made by the creators of the game, they're using the map editor, also player-submitted maps, where you can either play in single, co-op, or PvP game modes, which actually one of the really nice single ones is called Bounty Hunt, where you have to kill an MVP target. Or, you know, whatever. And let's see. Yeah, so you'll actually be, you know, just playing that, just, you know, basically for however long you want to. Also, there will be a thing called Far Cry Live, where every so often there will be like a specific objective, say like go kill this person with this weapon. I'm just making shit up. For a chance to get exclusive weapons and gear.
And you got to earn that weapons and gear by doing it. All right,
you
so
have
that's
to
good.
Do the,
that's good shit, right?
Yeah.
There.
So like, let's say if it's asking you to do 3 stars, get 3 stars on the mission with X time left on the clock, and you get the weapon. Boom, done.
Good.
There's no information yet if, like, let's say you fail, if you can redo it. I'm sure you could, but... so, yeah, Far Cry 5 comes out March 27th this month.
Sounds pretty complete.
It's... I mean, the guys that do Far Cry really step it up all the time.
Because their last one was that
the Primal
one.
Where you were back in the Stone Age.
Where the Canadians came out with the hockey sticks and Captain Caveman to everyone, right? That's why I brought that up.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you, motherfucker. All right. Anyways, let's move on. All right. Nick, you got any news?
Were you guys fans of The Sopranos?
Yes, I watched all of them. It was awesome.
So David Chase is going to make a prequel.
Hmm?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's called The Many Saints of Newark.
Huh.
The name may ultimately change, but the story is said to take place in the 60s, focused on the race wars between Italian-American and black communities that enveloped the city at the time.
Sounds like Niagara Falls right there.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'll be curious. Tony's father, Giovanni Johnny Boy Soprano, will be probably the main character since he was the capo of the Sopranos back then. All right, so here's NPR's article on Trump. Headline is, Trump pits video game makers against harshest critics in a closed-door meeting. Since Columbine shooting nearly 20 years ago, the conversation after mass shootings has inevitably been the effect on children, but depicting violence, especially the media. While Democrats focus on gun restrictions, conservatives often hone in on the music and video games, Marilyn Manson to Grand Theft Auto, or some of the enigmas to parents. Representative Vicky Hartzler, a Missouri Republican, says unproven and emotional-driven gun control legislation is a common, simplistic response to gun-related tragedies, but such lawmaking usually fails to address the underlying problem. We must have this is back in 2013. We must have a meaningful conversation about mental health issues and other possible cultural and social contributors to violent behavior, such as violence in video games. So they invited the executives we talked about, including makers of Grand Theft Auto and Fallout, which have many violent themes.
Did they do any research in the past research that they've done time and time again to find out this has no correlation?
Interestingly enough, Trump's younger brother, Robert S. Trump, sits on the board of directors for a company, ZeniMax Media, which owns Bethesda Softworks.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
A company that publishes Fallout and other violent games, such as Elder Scrolls and Doom.
Elder Scrolls really isn't that violent.
Depends.
It's violent Fallout.
Compared
you're
to most,
hacking up people.
All of it's fantasy.
Yeah, but they did add it in. The original, it didn't. You just killed them, they fell down. But they added in that cinematic.
Blood and stuff, yeah. In addition to the video game industry, the president also invited some of the industry's harshest critics from Congress, like Hartzler and the outside.
And the people that don't do research and just yell were allowed.
Yep.
I like conflict. I like people with two different points of view. I like watching it. I like seeing it. And I think it's the best way to go,
said Trump, addressing the staff turnover at the White House. It's not the first time Trump has a boardroom style made for TV meeting. Remember, it was on immigration and guns, and without a producer, editor, viewers, aka lawmakers, and regular Americans were left confused because he's an idiot. Yeah, sorry, that was me. He was left backtracking about the comment he made at the last roundtable, where he indicated he was in favor of overriding due process requirements to take away people's guns. I like this one tweet. Bad news, the Trump Video Game Summit is closed to the press. Somebody commented, you need more experience points to unlock that level.
That was cool.
Trump tweeted back in 2012,
video game violence and glorification must be stopped. It is creating monsters.
Just like it does in every other country, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't.
Wait, doesn't?
No.
So the president is setting up a fight, and it's clear which side he is on, but the scientific community has not come down definitively on whether violent video games cause criminal violence. On one hand, the APA, American Psychological Association, found a link between the games and real-life aggression. Research demonstrates a consistent relation between violent video game use and increased in aggressive behavior, aggressive cognitions, and aggressive effect, and decreases in pro-social behavior, empathy, and sensitivity to aggression, a report by the APA Task Force on Violent Media concluded back in 2013. But that's hardly the end of the story. Mark Applebaum, the task force chairman, said, scientists have investigated the use of violent video games for more than 2 decades, but to date, there is very limited research addressing whether violent video games cause people to commit acts of criminal violence. The industry argues that millions of children play these games, and obviously not all of them commit criminal acts of violence. So, in fact, the APA reports...
like 0.001.
Very little do.
The APA report notes, no single risk factor consistently leads a person to act aggressively or violently. Rather, it is the accumulation of risk factors that tends to lead to aggressive or violent behavior. Research reviewed here demonstrates that violent video game use is one such risk factor. Since then, the study released in January of this year from researchers at the University of York found that no evidence supports the theory that video games make players more violent. Sounds Daily noted, in a series of experiments with more than 3,000 participants, the team demonstrated that video game concepts do not prime players to have behave in certain ways, and that increasing the realism of violent video games does not necessarily increase aggression in game players.
That has been done 10 times at least. I remember Funhouse doing, or Inside Gaming, they did a very detailed thing. At the very end, they said, it does nothing. It just entertains you.
Scientists agree that there should be more studies done. The First Amendment grounds of California law that banned a sale of violent video games to children. Justice Antonin Scalia wrote then that the studies that state used as evidence did not prove that violent video games caused minors to act aggressively, but instead the research was based on correlation. President Obama did propose increasing funding for research of violent video games and their potential influence. But the difference is Obama wasn't pushing for stricter gun measures like a ban or on high capacity magazines. So, it's nuts and bolts there.
Yep.
Okay, two last things and we can get the hell out of here. RAD, RAD is a new system to help the visually impaired play racing games. So, PhD candidate in computer science at Columbia Engineering, Brian A. Smith, created a new system for blind gamers who want to get a little racing in. The system called Racing Auditory Display, or RAD, is truly amazing. It lets visually impaired players racing games with seeing the screen without seeing the screen. Instead, the audio output tells the players when they're getting closer to an edge and can even enable them to cut corners in tight turns. RAD is the first system to make it possible for people who are blind to play a real 3D racing game with real full 3D graphics, realistic vehicle physics, complex racetracks, and a standard PlayStation 4 controller. Of course, it's PlayStation because computer sucks. Shri Nayar, TC Chang.
PCs are probably just dicks, and PS4 is like, yeah, we'll be nice and donate our time to this.
Professor of computer science. It's not a dumbed down version of the racing game tailored specifically to people who are blind. The audio changes as the player approaches and turns and tells them when they are on the road. Interestingly, RAD allows blind players to play as well or better than sighted players. And the system is universal, so game makers can embed the system into upcoming racers. The research paper is available. Let me see if there's any more.
This is pretty damn cool.
I'm super intrigued about that.
Yeah. So the RAD sound slider and turn indicating system work together to help players know the car's current speed, align the car with the track's heading, learn the track's layout, profile the direction, sharpness, timing, and length of upcoming turns, cut corners, choose an early or late apex, position the car for optimal turning paths, and know when to brake to complete a turn. He said he built the game in Unity and added RAD to the prototype. He then worked with 15 participants from Helen Keller Services of the Blind and volunteers at Columbia.
Nice.
Yeah. He said, with the RAD, Edis could not only play our prototype racing game, but do so with the same lap times and driving paths as sighted players. There you go. And then last one here is the HTC debuts the original Ready Player One content for the Vive. So while some don't care for the hit novel Ready Player One, it's hard to deny the book captured the hearts and minds of millions as it climbed the New York Times bestseller list back in 2011. At the end of this month, the film adaptation, are you guys going to see that?
Yeah, I
think it's going to be pretty dope. Directed by Steven Spielberg, will be released in theaters. The heavy focus is on VR, and it makes sense that the HTC sense wants to get in on the action with the Vive. The company is announcing an eight pieces of virtual reality content, which will be available on the Vive and IRL VR arcades, free to download on the Vive port and Steam. So you can look forward to Battle for the Oasis, Rise of the Gunters, Gauntlet, Smash, Fracture, Ake's Garage, the Distracted Globe Music Experience, and Ready Player One Avatar Creator.
There's one more bit of news.
What's that? Oh, Call of Duty.
No, the vote was in, and Bethesda was the number one developer last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They didn't even release a Fallout or a Elder Scrolls.
Well, didn't they do more updates to Elder Scrolls Online?
A little bit, but that wasn't included because that's more ZeniMax and can't think I could picture their logo. But they did. They come out with Wolfenstein, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And then Colossus.
And then Doom.
Oh yeah, Doom for the Switch.
Yep.
So. Yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is coming in October. October 12th.
Watch me not care. Wow.
Call of Booty.
Yeah.
Right. Call of Booty.
All right. That's it.
All right. Well, first of all, we have to thank President Trump for coming in today.
Thank you, President Dump.
You're quite welcome. I hope that this is the highest rated podcast ever. I know it will be. I know. You know. It's huge.
I'm going to take a picture of the parking lot, see how many people are still here. People are just waiting here.
I know.
You know what? It's the biggest parking lot ever. My parking lots, everyone else's pales in comparison to my parking lots.
Sounds dirty in some way.
All right. Well, wow. I don't think I'm going to get that voice out of my head for a while now. But for a game that actually has one of the greatest comebacks of recent memories, The Division 2 has been confirmed. No information, no release date as of yet. But since it's this close to E3, there might be something at E3. So stay tuned for that. Far Cry 5, guys. It looks good. People say it plays good. I think the season pass is definitely worth it. It's probably one of the best season passes I've seen in recent memory. Because, you know, here's a company that actually gives a crap about gamers and wants to give them the enjoyable experience that we all are looking for. Yay!
CG Projekt Red, like them.
Exactly. Well, but these guys are owned by Ubisoft, but yet again, these guys don't give a shit what Ubisoft says, apparently.
Ubisoft.
And I don't know how many more times we're going to be sitting here, probably a good amount of times, talking about Trump and video game, violent video games. However you want to look at it, whether, you know, Silky's right, I'm right, who gives a shit? The biggest thing that we all can agree on is that mental health is the step. And you know what?
A step.
And you know what? Hey, anybody in the United States government that's looking at this, look at fucking Japan. They got one of the best gun laws in the world.
Yeah, you know how many murders they've had in like the last 5 years? I think under a dozen.
Yeah. It's
obviously they don't have near the population, but still. I mean, Britain has very minimal.
Yeah. So
murder per capita is like ridiculously low.
I don't know. We need to walk away from being just focused about money. But that's a different story. Anyways, guys.
Free games this month on PlayStation.
Ooh, yes.
Free.
Ooh, yes.
Bloodborne and
Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank, yeah.
Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm. Bloodborne. Yeah, I got it. And then I played I didn't play Fortnite, but I watched somebody play Fortnite and I downloaded it too. It's free as well. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't hurt, but
if you play Bloodborne, make sure you have an extra controller.
Yeah, you might
throw
it
against the wall.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst games ever.
What?
Wow. Anyways, for Silky Smooth.
Hi.
President Trump.
Hello.
JZippo.com. I am Kaiwa. Find us on the web, thesecondreview.com. That is the number 2 ndreview.com. Also find us on Facebook, Google, Twitter, and YouTube. Yay, YouTube. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please, for the love of God, hit that subscribe button. It literally takes 2 seconds, and you don't have to pay attention to us for the rest of your life.
And your mom's bedroom.
Anyways, for that, I say catch y'all on the flip side.